Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Chad Moutray back on the show. Chad has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 16 years. Chief Economist of the National Association of Manufacturers. And before that, he was a Chief Economist over at the SBA. That's when we first met him. And before that, he was in elementary school. We got him right out of elementary school. And he's joining us now with their new Outlook survey. Chad, welcome back to the show.
It's always fun to be on the show, and Merry Christmas to you. And hopefully we have a nice stocking stuffer for folks. In general, manufacturing is doing really well this year. We've been one of the bright spots in the economy, so it's nice to say that for a change.
I report in a number of surveys. One of the big ones, yours is one of the big ones, but one of the other big ones is Bill Dunkelberg's NFIB index, and theirs has been down a little bit from where the highs that they were, but they're still in rarefied air. They're still in uncharted territory in terms of the overall place that they are. Your report this time is down a little bit, but is it like the NFIB? Is it still in record levels?
It definitely is. So we're down for the second straight quarter, much like the NFIB. In both cases, sentiment was all-time high just a few months ago, right? So we had an all-time high in confidence in the second quarter. That slipped a little bit in the third quarter. So we've gone from 95% confidence in June to 88.7% today.
Right.
That's 88, almost 89% of our members are positive about their.
That's unheard of, isn't it?
Phenomenal. That's a phenomenal number.
Yeah.
For the year as a whole, for 2018 as a whole, it averaged 92.4, which was the best year in the 20-year history of the survey.
How late were these responses coming in? When did you close the books on this one, on this quarter?
December 12th.
Okay. So they've had plenty of time to cogitate about the prospects with China on the trade. I mean, that's cooked into this, isn't it? The giving the president some latitude on trade is cooked into this report, isn't it?
It is. I mean, trade is important, as I'm sure we'll talk about. Trade is definitely important. People are aware of it. It certainly is one of those elements of uncertainty in the economy, and certainly when you're looking at your outlook, trade plays into that. I always look, those companies that are the most optimistic about export growth typically have the better outlook, and that's been true for a long time. So it definitely plays into it, but I mean the fact that we still have 89%, given all the what I'll call the craziness here in Washington, is pretty amazing, right? And I think that really speaks to just how strong demand has been and production has been and hiring has been in particular. That continues to be the case.
Right. Well, there's no question about that.
It's about your own company, right? Though.
Well, yeah, and I think. And of course, your responses are not only where are we now, but it's also forward looking too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's looking. What is your expected growth rate over the next 12 months?
Yeah, now think about that, folks. That's when Wall Street is wringing its hands. And see, this is another example to me where the stock market is disconnected from Main Street. Wall Street is disconnected from Main Street. I still consider manufacturing to be Main Street, and even though a lot of the manufacturers are listed on Wall Street, but still, the stock market is wringing its hands over an interest rate, when Main Street is doing great, manufacturers are doing great. We've got a prospect of we've got a new deal negotiated with Canada and China and Mexico. you know, and others that are making progress. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff going on out there right now, isn't there?
There is, and I think that this certainly speaks to that. I mean, sales expectations over the next year are 4.3% on average, right? That's
wow.
down from where it was, but that's still a good number historically.
Right.
You see production also about the same. Employment is continuing to be one of the hot areas, obviously, for us. So, you know, this is definitely a good report overall, even with
right.
a little bit of slippage.
When we come
on the trade side,
hold on to that thought. Go ahead. Finish your thoughts on trade. Go ahead quickly.
We did ask a question about the U.S.-Mexico trade agreement, and almost 83% of our members said that they hope that it's passed. It's so
yeah.
important for the overall.
Very
company,
important.
Especially
we're
going
to talk about
larger.
Trade yep. and manufacturing after the break with our good friend Chad Moutre. He's chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.